We will now proceed with the administration or presentation of attorneys for administration of the oath. Good morning to the applicants and the presenters. We are here today for the presentation of attorneys to be administered on motion to practice in the state of Ohio. What we will have occur now is that the presenter will come to the podium and make a brief statement as to why he or she believes that the applicant should be admitted to the practice of Ohio on motion. At that time, if the applicant would stand at their seat while the presenter is discussing your attributes, then we will proceed then to administer the motion, or excuse me, to administer the oath subsequent to that. So we'll start with Linda Novikoff, who is here on behalf of Elizabeth Margaret Antrobus.
Chief Justice, may it please the court. I am an attorney licensed in the state of Ohio and Kentucky, and I've been licensed in Ohio since 2002. I'm presenting to the court for admission Elizabeth Antrobus. I've known Elizabeth since about 2006. She and I work together in my private practice. She is an upstanding individual, and I believe has the character and the ability to be an asset to the bar. She's previously practiced with the Public Defender's Office in both Kentucky and Illinois, and I think that she would certainly be a positive addition to the bar in Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John M. Celebrezzi, on behalf of Deborah Lynn Brewer.
Chief Justice O'Connor and honorable members of the Ohio Supreme Court, my name is John M. Celebrezzi. I am an attorney licensed to practice in the state of Ohio. I work of counsel with the law firm of Marco and Marco in Medina, Ohio. I'm here today to present to you Deborah Lynn Brewer as an applicant for the Ohio Bar. I've known Ms. Brewer for approximately 12 years during her law school experience at Loyola in Chicago and in her current employment as a prosecutor for approximately 7 years in DuPage County, Illinois. I'm also very familiar with Ms. Brewer's parents, Mr. and Mrs. William Brewer, Mrs. Brewer being a retired school administrator as I am, so we've had a long collegial relationship. It is my pleasure to present you Ms. Brewer today, who's a person I think will be an asset to our profession. Thank you.
Thank you. Summer L. Sheely, on behalf of Sarah LaFleur Cunningham.
Good morning. Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court. I'm Summer Sheely with Bricker and Eckler. It's my pleasure today to present my friend Sarah Cunningham for admission to the Ohio Bar. Sarah and I have known one another for about 14 years. We were in the same small section together at the Ohio State University School of Law and have enjoyed a nice friendship and professional relationship over the years since then. Sarah is a shareholder with the Loomis Law Firm in Lansing, Michigan, and I've observed her to be an extremely bright professional, and I believe that she has the character and the commitment to be an asset to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Chilson, on behalf of Jennifer Ann Duane.
Chief Justice, may it please the court. My name is Mark Chilson of Dayton. I'm admitted to practice law in Ohio. I am general counsel for CareSource and present Jennifer Duane for admission by motion. I've known Jennifer for the past 10 years. She's a very fine healthcare lawyer, very honest and hardworking, who'll make a fine addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Sonia Haller, on behalf of Danielle Lee Garfield.
Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court. I am here to present Daniel Garfield for admission to the bar. I've known Danielle for about 10 years through her in-laws, the Garfields. I have had occasion to read her legal work. She has worked for approximately 10 years in Michigan and is interested in becoming a healthcare attorney, and so she's taking additional coursework to that end. I think she will be a fine addition to the Bar of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Amber Lester, on behalf of Jody Henry.
Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court. I'm here to present Jody Henry for admission to the Ohio Bar. I'm a licensed Ohio and Kentucky attorney. I've been licensed in Ohio since 2002. Currently senior corporate counsel for Cyrus One. I have known Ms. Henry since 2007 when I actually interviewed her for a job at the firm that I was with at the time. I have since worked with her for 6 years, both at the firm and now as in-house counsel. I find her to be an excellent attorney. I've had the opportunity to observe her with other members of the bar, clients, colleagues. She is of high character. She's intelligent, diligent, thoughtful, and I think that she will be an excellent addition to the bar.
Thank you. Catherine Martineau, on behalf of Mordecai Lachman Lichtenstein.
Good morning. May it please the court and Justice O'Connell. My name is Catherine Martineau. I am a partner with McMillan, Sabansky, and Todd in Toledo, Ohio. I've been practicing in Ohio since 1981. We have offices in Toledo, Michigan, and Colorado, and I would like to introduce my partner, Christine Hagen Johnson.
I'm sorry, I went down one.
Okay.
One
I'm thinking,
name.
Whoa,
mash them
this
up.
Is going to be a toughie.
But if you'd like to speak on behalf of Mr. Lichtenstein, feel free.
Well, I'm not quite sure, but you know, this is. You can tell that that is not Mr. She is a partner in managing our Colorado office. I've known Christine Johnson for over 20 years, both as a colleague. We represent universities, including Ohio State University, among others, and now she's a partner with our law firm for the last 3 years. Christy is a nationally known patent attorney who's well-recognized in plant and agricultural work, and so she's been a great asset to our firm, and I'm sure that her parents, Dr. and Mrs. Hagen out in Colorado, who are watching, would be very proud of her. In sum, I believe that Christine Johnson will make an excellent addition to the bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, now we'll have Aaron Evencheck on behalf of Mordecai Nachman Lichtenstein.
Madam Justice, fellow justices, may it please the court. My name is Aaron Evencheck. I'm an attorney in Cleveland, Ohio at the firm of Franz Ward LLP. It's my honor today to present to you Mordecai Nachman Lichtenstein for admission to the Ohio Bar. I believe he's going to be an excellent attorney and member of the Ohio Bar. I've known him for the last decade as he's married to my sister, so I've known him well. He's currently practicing for the City of New York, defending children who can't defend themselves on behalf of the city. Prior to that, he has tremendous political experience, and I know having him be able to come back to Ohio and continue his legal career is going to be beneficial both for my family and the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. John Keller, on behalf of Allie George Mason, Jr.
Chief Justice, may it please the court. It's my privilege to present to you George Mason. George is a natural resources lawyer who practices not only in Kentucky, where his office is, but in other surrounding states. I've known George for more than 25 years. He is very well regarded in the natural resources industry and bar. He also has served this country in the military, in the 82nd Airborne and Special Forces, retiring as a colonel. He would be has a character and capabilities to be a good addition to the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Paul Gehringer, on behalf of Dwight Kevin Moffitt.
Thank you, Chief Justice. May it please the court. My name is Paul Gehringer with the Lewis Glasser Columbus office of the Lewis Glasser Law Firm. I'm here to have the honor of presenting Mr. Kevin Moffitt for admission to our distinguished bar. Mr. Moffitt has been a member of our neighboring bar in West Virginia for the past 19 years. where he's practiced in mineral law and real property law. And as our clients have moved into Ohio with the recent shale gas development, they have given Mr. Moffitt the respect of requesting his representation as in both our West Virginia and Ohio offices. Therefore, based upon his experience, expertise, and character, I would highly recommend Mr. Moffitt for admission to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Bradley Walker, on behalf of Ryan Trench Pupura.
Good morning. My name is Brad Walker. I'm a licensed attorney with in the states of Pennsylvania and Ohio, and I'm here to present Ryan Pupura for admission to the Ohio Bar. We're both with the firm of Buchanan, Ingersoll & Rooney. Ryan's a shareholder with the firm and has a very successful oil and gas transactional practice, and I think he would make a fine addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Paul Gehringer, on behalf of Mark Andrew Sad.
Thank you, Chief Justice, and may it please the court. I also have the honor of presenting Mr. Mark Sad for admission to the Ohio Bar. Mr. Sad has been a distinguished member of the West Virginia Bar for the past 21 years. He also had the honor of being appointed by the President of the United States to the U.S. Advisory Council on Historical Preservation. And based upon Mr. Sad's expertise and experience in mineral and energy law and real property law, his services have also been requested in our Ohio practice, and he would make a great addition. And based upon his character, fitness, and expertise, I have the honor of presenting him to the court for admission to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. William Wooliger, on behalf of Amy Angela Wooliger Nee.
Madam Chief Justice, Honorable Justices, I'm here to move for the admission of my daughter, Amy. I've known her as long as I've been a lawyer, and I think she'll make a fine addition to the practice. Thank you.
Thank you. Ben Pefferly III, on behalf of Jason Eugene Yearout.
Good afternoon, Madam Chief Justice, members of the court. It's my honor to present Jason Yearout to the court for admission to the state of Ohio. I've had the privilege of working with Jason for the past 3 years. He brings solid Midwest ethics and honesty to the court and a solid academic career and capabilities, and I present him to the court for admission. Thank you.
Thank you. Is David Zosiner here? Is John G. Smith here? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
All of the applicants.
Hearing no opposition, the motion is carried. I will now ask Justice French to administer the oath of office. If the applicants would come forward, please, and the marshals will designate where you to stand while Justice French administers your oath of office.
In the administration of this oath, I'll use the word swear, but if you prefer, you may substitute the word affirm. Please raise your right hand. I, and state your name, hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility, and show respect toward judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the bar in the state of Ohio. We are now going to adjourn, Marshall, but it is appropriate for you all to take your presenters to lunch.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.